I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. All this week, we're going to Lebanon for a different perspective on the Middle East. We're hearing the stories of kids who are living in Beirut, so we're calling our series Young Lebanon. And today, we meet a little boy doing all he can to keep hold of his big dream. Here's reporter Ari Daniel.
It's 8:30 in the morning on a Saturday, and Ahmad, who's 10 years old, has already been awake for a couple hours, nagging his dad to get up already and succeeding, as he always does, to be brought here. An indoor basketball school. It's called Hoops. This is Ahmad. I love Hoops very, very much, he says. What part of you gets excited?
All the body.
In a flash, Ahmad's zipping around in his blue and orange uniform. His dad, Ali, is grinning. He's probably Ahmad's biggest fan.
I'm always with him so that I can see him and then encourage him. Every time Ahmad puts a ball in, I start clapping and I get excited and I'm happy. If he makes a mistake, I'll tell him, do this, do that, put your hand here, I'll help him, I coach him a bit.
Pretty soon, it's time for Ahmad's lesson from one of the coaches at Hoops. The kids practice dribbling and shooting. One look at Ahmad's basketball and I can tell it's well-loved. The black lines have started to fade. This is the best ball ever, he says. It's special to him because it was a gift from Nawaya, an organization that connects kids from disadvantaged backgrounds with opportunities that allow them to pursue their passions. Nawaya bought Ahmad his uniform and his Nike sneakers and worked out a deal with Hoops to waive his class fees indefinitely. Ahmad's family lives modestly. Due to partial paralysis, his dad's job is to paint pots, and it's just not enough to make ends meet for this family of six. That's why they're living with Ahmad's grandparents at the moment, in Dahye, a southern suburb of Beirut that's densely populated and relatively cheap. When I show up at the family's concrete apartment building, Ahmad's eager to show me the empty room where he practices basketball. His sister holds up a laundry basket for a hoop. Ahmad dribbles and scores. When I speak with his mother, Zainab, and his grandmother, Almaza, they tell me how proud they are of Ahmad. But they're worried, too. Right now, he does nothing but basketball, his mom says. I want Ahmad to have more skills, like languages and different talents for the future. There are no boundaries for people who study, his grandmother says. Basketball can only take him so far. I look over at Ahmad. He tells me, I didn't do well in school last year, and I don't want it to happen again. I want to be good at both basketball and academics. Inshallah, his grandmother says, God willing. Ahmad, like many kids, dreams of turning pro and playing for a Lebanese basketball team, or maybe working as an instructor at Hoops. I wonder, though, maybe the money from Nawaya, that nonprofit, would be better spent on tutoring, not on a uniform and sneakers. Maria Khadshadurian, the youth recruitment coordinator for Nawaya, tells me they do provide tutoring to any of the 40-some kids they work with, if they need it.
But so far, his father or his mother have never mentioned that Ahmad has been having difficulties in school.
After we spoke, she looked into the matter, and she says that for this school year, Ahmad's uncle has agreed to pay for tutoring for Ahmad and his siblings. That's good, but I press her. Shouldn't Nawaya urge kids like Ahmad to take on more realistic goals than becoming professional athletes?
The at-risk youth. If you ask them, what do you want to be when you grow up? Most of the time, their answer would be, I can't be anything when I grow up, or I don't know if I would grow up. But what we're trying to do, we let Ahmad and the youth like him dream. Ahmad will not forget his basketball trainings or how proud his father was every time he put a ball through the hoop. These are memories that shape him just because somebody cared about what he felt like doing. These things change kids.
basketball.
Back in his grandparents' apartment in Dahye, Ahmad has one more thing to tell me before I leave. He says, even just drawing a basketball makes me happier inside. And getting to see a real one, it means the day ahead will be bright. For the world, I'm Ari Daniel, Beirut.
Ari's story and our series Young Lebanon is supported by the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting. Tomorrow on The World, two Lebanese teenagers, one Sunni, one Druze. Their communities are often at each other's throats, but these two are busy thinking about the future.
If it were up to me, I wouldn't choose to have my religion written on my ID.
It would be where the government would actually work for the people, not people work for the government.
That's Ryan, and before him, Noor. We'll hear their stories tomorrow, and Noor will be joining us for a Facebook chat during the show tomorrow as well. You can also see her and the other young people we're featuring from Beirut this week. Watch our video at PRI.org.